Well, here in Spain, it's time to join Brett Hansen from Brevin's Franks. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm good, Howard, thank you. How about yourself? How's things?
Things are good. Nice to catch up with you again. The UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt delivered the UK 2023 budget on the 15th of March. So this week, Brett Hansen and I will discuss the tax and pension changes that were announced. So Brett, from what I gather, the biggest tax change announced in this UK budget was the abolishment of the pensions and lifetime allowance. Can you summarise what this allowance is and which tax charges are involved?
Yes, of course, Howard. Yes, probably the biggest tax change announced in the UK budget was Jeremy Hunt abolishing the pension lifetime allowance. And this allowance, Howard, is a limit on how much you can build up in pension benefits over your lifetime while still enjoying the full tax advantages of them. If you go over the allowance, you'll generally pay a tax charge on the excess. The current limit is just over £1 million, and whilst this used to increase with inflation, in March of 2021, it was announced that this would be frozen at this level until the 2025-2026 tax year. And this allowance applies to the total of all the combined pensions someone has, including any defined benefit or otherwise known as final salary pensions, and defined contribution pensions such as personal pension plans and self-invested pension plans. But it does exclude state pension. And every time you take something from one of your pension schemes, whether it's a regular income or a one-off withdrawal, its value is compared against your remaining lifetime allowance to see if there's any extra tax to pay. You can work out whether you're likely to be affected by this limit by adding up the expected value of your pensions to see if they might go over this approximate £1 million lifetime allowance. But just be aware that what matters is the value of your pensions at the point the checks are done. So you might need to take into account how the value of your pensions might change between now and the time you expect a check to be carried out. For example, Howard, if you're, say, 55 years of age now, but don't expect to begin taking any money out of your pensions until, say, you're 60, you'll need to consider how much value of your pensions might increase between now and then. If your pensions do increase over this time, then this will use up more of the lifetime allowance available to you. So if you draw down on your pensions and they are over the lifetime allowance, then if you take the excess as an income, it will be taxed at 25% in addition to you paying any income tax due on this income, whether in Spain or the UK, depending upon where you're living. And if you take the excess as a lump sum, then this will be taxed at 55% in addition to any income tax due. And so for those listeners who have pensions which total over £1 million or could reach this amount or beyond by the time they start taking benefits from their pensions, Jeremy Hunt's announcement could prove to be significant.
So what's the announcement that's being abolished a surprise? And when does the change come into effect?
Well, it certainly caught me by surprise, Howard, but I wasn't alone. It also caught the whole pension industry by surprise, along with the political opposition parties. After all, and as I previously mentioned, whilst the current limit of just over £1 million used to increase with inflation, it was only in March 2021 that Rishi Sunak, then the Chancellor of the Exchequer, froze it at this level until 2025-2026 tax year. And so to fast forward just 2 years later, at a time when we are constantly being reminded that the UK finances are not in a particularly good shape and that there's little room to reduce taxes, Jeremy Hunt has announced that this charge will be removed from the 6th of April of this year before the allowance is fully abolished from the 6th of April of next year.
How has this announcement been received?
Well, I guess for the 1.3 million who are estimated to be on course to breach this lifetime allowance, which is believed to be less than 4% of the UK workforce, they will be very happy. However, the main opposition to the UK government, the Labour Party, have already come out and stated that they will reverse these plans if they come into power. In fact, the Shadow Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, said that this was the wrong priority at the wrong time for the wrong people. Jeremy Hunt, though, said that his decision to abolish the lifetime allowance was to stop the most senior doctors and consultants who are working for the NHS and who are close to the pension limit from retiring, whereby if they know that they can continue working whilst increasing their pensions without a charge, this will encourage these experienced doctors and consultants to stay on at the NHS and work for longer. Certainly the chair of the British Medical Association's pension committee, Dr. Sharma, said that scrapping the lifetime allowance will be potentially transformative for the NHS, as senior doctors will no longer be forced to retire early and can continue to work within the NHS for a number of more years.
Did the budget include any other pension reforms?
There are a few other reforms, Howard. The one of most significant after the abolition of the lifetime allowance relates to how much you can contribute to a pension whilst tax relief still applies. Because whilst there's no limit on the amount that someone can save into their UK pensions each tax year, there is a limit on the total amount that can be saved each tax year with tax relief applying. And the government announced that it will increase this from £40,000 per annum to £60,000 per annum from the 6th of April of this year. There were a few other announcements, but these are unlikely to affect our listeners. I would, though, like to highlight that the maximum pension commencement lump sum for those without protections will be retained at its current level of just over £268,000. And I refer to this, Howard, really just to remind regular listeners that if you are a tax resident of Spain, then remember that this pension cash lump sum, which is tax-free for UK tax residents, is liable to income tax in Spain for Spanish tax residents.
Moving away from pensions, were there any other tax changes that could affect our listeners?
Well, as our listeners, Howard, are primarily Spanish tax residents or people who are looking to move to Spain in the not-too-distant future, there were not many other additional changes which could potentially affect them. I guess one to note is that as UK domiciles or British expatriates who are Spanish residents are still potentially liable to UK inheritance tax, the government did announce that it will restrict the scope of agricultural property relief and woodlands relief from inheritance tax on property in the UK from the 6th of April of next year. Obviously, this isn't going to affect many of our listeners, Howard, but it is an opportunity to highlight that even when someone is living in Spain, their estate could still be liable to UK inheritance tax.
So other than pensions, there weren't too many tax changes then. But if I remember right, Mr. Hunt's autumn budget contained a number of changes to tax allowances. Can you remind us what these are?
Yes, Howard. Last year's autumn budget, which really was about putting the UK's finances on a more sounder footing, and to reassure the markets that the government was committed to balancing the books, Jeremy Hunt announced a number of measures which would commence in April of this year. These were the lowering of the additional tax threshold where someone starts paying UK income tax at 45%. It currently starts from £150,000, but in April of this year, it will start at just over £125,000 per year. The capital gains tax annual exemption will decrease from £12,300 to £6,000 a year from this April, but then decrease to £3,000 per tax year from the 6th of April of next year. And the income tax personal allowance, the higher rate threshold, the National Insurance Contribution's upper earnings limit and upper profits limit, which were already fixed at their current levels until April 2026, were extended until April 2028. And finally, the UK inheritance tax nil rate band of £325,000 and the residential nil rate band of £175,000 will remain at their current levels until 2028. Interestingly, the UK inheritance tax receipts for April 2022 to February 2023 were £6.4 billion, which is an increase of £0.9 billion compared to the same period as last year. In fact, buried within the small print of the spring budget was confirmation that the government expects to benefit from an extra £3 billion more than previously thought from IHT over the next 6 years. Of course, if any listeners would like to understand how UK inheritance tax can still impact the estates of Spanish tax residents and whether there are ways to avoid or mitigate these taxes, they can contact us at Blevins Franks.
So, Brett, all in all, what advice do you have for UK nationals living in or moving to Spain following these two last UK budgets?
Well, first of all, Howard, I would say that for anyone who is close to the pension lifetime allowance we discussed today, they should definitely be looking at their pensions, especially if they are moving or thinking of moving away from the UK in the next couple of years, because they may be able to transfer their pensions out of the UK and therefore avoid this lifetime allowance altogether. Something which could be particularly worthwhile if Labour were to come into government in the next 18 months and reverse the removal of this tax charge. Other than this, Howard, I think that this and the budget last autumn are clear reminders of the precarious state of government finances in many developed countries, and that the current thinking or trend is that increases in taxes and the freezing of allowances is a major part of the solution in fighting this. It's no different in Spain, where by and large, we are also seeing increases in our taxes, whilst at the same time, a squeeze on our living standards. There are ways, though, to legitimately minimise your tax liabilities, and at Blevins Franks, we have been advising British expatriates moving to or living in Spain for nearly 50 years. And so, if any of our listeners would like one of our advisors to sit down with them and look at their situation and see if there is anything which can be done to minimise their taxes for when they move to Spain, or if they're already living here, whether that's tax liabilities here in Spain and or the potential UK inheritance tax liabilities on their demise for their loved ones, then they can find our nearest local office from our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. Very interesting. We'll talk again in about a month's time.
Thank you, Howard. Nice talking to you. Speak to you soon.